New Mexicans will gather in Las Cruces, Taos, and other locations tomorrow for a day of action to defend national monuments and public lands. The second Trump administration has renewed calls to sell off public lands to save the government money. Maya King Flaherty with the Sierra Club Rio Grande chapter says advocates will rally to prevent public lands from being turned over to states, industry groups, and developers.
We're really trying to inform the public about the senseless attacks on our public lands that the administration is moving forward with, to call on our congressional delegates in New Mexico to keep pushing back and letting them know that their constituents are behind them.
New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich is pressuring Interior Secretary Doug Burgum to release a list of 400 national parks he cited in congressional testimony that could be transferred to states or localities as the agency seeks to cut 30% of its operating budget. More information about tomorrow's events in New Mexico is available at the Sierra Club Rio Grande website. On June 8, 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt, an avid outdoorsman, signed the Antiquities Act into law, the first U.S. law to provide legal protection of cultural and natural resources on federal lands. It authorizes presidents to establish national monuments to protect historic and scientific sites. King Flaherty says, in contrast, the Trump administration's approach aims to maximize economic output from federal lands.
These policies are really meant to allow corporations, multimillionaires, billionaires to exploit our lands at the expense of what the public wants. And it really just undercuts our democracy.
Earlier this year, The Washington Post reported that the Trump administration had included New Mexico's Organ Mountains Desert Peaks in a list of six national monuments for potential mining activities and a reduction in protections. President Donald Trump has already signed a proclamation opening up the Pacific Islands Heritage Marine National Monument to commercial fishing. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.